Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Racing World? This is your boy Boom on Wheels coming to y'all live. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And we are going to make sure that everybody hear me out there. I'm going to open up my buddy microphone. Wild Thing, what's up, babe?
Man, I don't know. What's happening there, Boom?
Oh, man. Well, I was thinking about you all day today, man. I would just want you to know that. I had I think I found me a little small Tyvega. Put me some 29s on. I mean, 28x9 inch sticks on it.
And, I hear you. And,
yep, cause I know you the Vega man, so that's why you've been on my mind all day. There.
All right. And, well, I'm glad you were thinking about me.
And I already know you know what to do, so I'm going to get it and bring it, drop it out by you. So,
all right, sounds like a plan.
I'm just making sure that everybody out there can hear me, and we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to open up pretty much everybody's microphone today, and because we're going to talk about a lot of different things. We got a lot of people that want to know about the race. Y'all know that my race got rained out. We're going to talk about the locked-in races. We're going to talk about the people that locked in for the belt. We're going to talk about a lot of different things. And we're going to talk about the stiffs on the belt that Mike cited them, which is the deadline date is the 24th. You know, I don't know what track they're going to do with that or how they're going to do with that, but we need to get clarity. We're going to get both of the guys on the line tonight. And and we're gonna change some rules on the belt too, because a couple of races brought to my attention about those belts. You know, we're gonna add a couple things to it because the racer that holds the belt and the person that's calling the person out for the belt, they need to be on the same accord, and they need to both know where each other stand on for making that race take place in a timely fashion. In other words, let's just say that I call out Wild Thing, Mr. Donnie, which is Mike is over. He was just talking a while ago, and I call him out, and he has the bell. And I send my lockup money in, but the actual date of the race falls on a bad day. So when do that person tell or agree to a place and where they're going to run it? Because it is solely left up to the champ of where he going to run, where y'all going to run at. And that's only right. Now, some people feel like, hey, well, you want over this track here, you know, you want, but it's solely up to the champ. But I can't keep, Wild Thing can't keep me guessing because, you know what I'm saying, he the champ. He has to let me know that if he calls me out, which is a 30-day call-out, you have 2 weeks on the new belts. You have 2 weeks to let the person that called out. Now, this, the money already be locked, but you have 2 weeks to let the person that's challenging you know where it's going to be at. Y'all going to flip the lanes. You understand me? 8 Mile Pro Tree and all the rest that comes along with it. So, with that being said, a lot of people been calling me and having a disagreement about the way it was being held. Also, for the ones that don't know, my rescheduled date is April the 14th, which means that if you're not ready, you need to go ahead and get yourself ready. You got a little time. Now, I'm quite sure everybody on here already know that time don't wait on nobody. So if you're trying to get ready, go ahead on and get ready, and let's make it happen. All right. Race report. As everybody know, y'all know Smoking Them came out here and they got their asshole blown out by Joe Cool. See, my pop, Joe Cool, his pops last night. He did his thing last night. I made a couple of dollars with him. And also this weekend coming up, they got something going on somewhere, but I do know Etma Hall's race is Sunday. There's a lot of people going to that race, to Emma Hall's race this weekend. I was thinking about making that ride Sunday down there, because Emma Hall have always had good races at his event, man. Pro Mile Shootouts, man, and them guys have some fast Pro Mile cars. And it's going to be in Montgomery. And as y'all know, next weekend coming up, my buddy, Dante got his race at Hub City, which I use the MC for him. Y'all go out and patronize Dante next week at Hub City. Then Curtis got his race on the 7th of April. And then on the 14th of April, I have my race. There's quite a few guys that had locked in from the Mississippi area. And from the Mississippi area, I don't know if they had ever got that those races off, or they're holding up, they're waiting. But y'all guys are more than welcome to come on and relock y'all races in. You understand me? For the 14th also, and later on in the show, we're gonna talk about let's turn the temperature down over here. All right, later on the show, we're going to talk about a couple of different subjects dealing with racing, dealing with facilities, dealing with racers, talking about they can't get no races, what's going on in the racing game that people blocking races. People say I'm blocking races. People say I do block races. I'm just gonna keep it real. I block races, especially when it consists of somebody giving my money away, or giving somebody else money away that's in my crew. You know, I mean, and I ain't gonna let nobody a part of my crew just go out nowhere head first. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Now, if I tell him and he do it anyway, now that's on him. But they call that holding hand. That's what they call that, holding hand. So when do you not hold hands? You know. But like I said on one of the other previous shows that we have, I don't kiss and tell. If I know pretty much what you run, because you consulted me and get some assistance on NYCHAs or what's the name, I don't kiss and tell nobody town. If I see you running somebody, I don't feel like they run as fast as you run, I'm going to bet my money
a cartoonist. And everybody knows that's what I do. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we got quite a few people on the talk show. The way this talk show works, we all racers on here. We all talk about racing. We leave our feelings at home because you got to have pretty much thick skin to be on this show. Because we all racers and we grudge racers, we talk a lot of shit. And we, you know, press the one button. If you're out there, let the racing world know you're out there. If you know of any events that's upcoming, press the one button. Or if you have an event coming up, press the one button so you can let the racing world know what's going on out here in the racing world what you have going on. Wild Thing, do you know of anything that's going on down your way or anywhere else that the racers need to know something about?
Well, as far as actual grudge racing goes, boom. But there is a new no prep series. If any of the guys are interested, the first race is going to be at Mobile coming up. I'm trying to think, the 27th, 28th of next month. It's going to be a two-day race, small tire and big tire. So paying like $10,000 to win small tire, $2,000 runner-up. Of course, you're going to have, you know, some of the Street Outlaw guys down there and whatnot. Total domination. You may have seen it floating around on Facebook already, but it's going to be a pretty big event. And then that's the first one. The second one will be held in Hope, Florida. I want to say the following month after that. That's about all I know of. I think Leakesville's got a couple things coming up. I have to find out on them and see exactly what it is. They got a couple little events coming up. And, you know, we always have a good time over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to come out there and give me one. I'll probably be my birthday dad's in June. Brother. And see what we can do.
Yeah, I wish you'd get something together and put something on over there sometime this year with Davey and try to get something going. Let's see if we can't get some of these people out of the bushes over in Louisiana and Mississippi to come over here and try us.
That's what's up.
Well, one thing about it, you know, I try my best to get them out the woods, Johnny. And, you know, a lot of these cats, they lay low, lay back. And I try my best, and I try to get everybody to participate, travel. And that's what this talk show is all about. This talk show is to inform them, to let them know that what they can't do, safety. Because I talk about a lot of things when I talk to these people that comes on my talk show and listen. And what we do is we have people listening from all over. I mean, especially the Mississippi guys, they listening and they just waiting for their coattail to get pulled. When you pull on their coattail, down on your ass, they're gonna go. But we all racist, man, and we all getting our feelings about racing. But at the same time, you know, you have to lose to win. You got to win to lose, and then you know. My personal belief is you can't win them all, but you know I try to win everything that I do. So, but okay.
Oh,
I'm glad to hear about
that. You know, you're not going to win them all, and the only way you are is if you're picking on somebody two classes down from you that ain't got a chance to start with. You know.
Right.
You got to take a chance, and you can't win them all, and the faster car don't always win. I can assure you that. And you
absolutely.
Know, it's all about racing and having fun, you know, and if these people get that pocketbook out of racing and quit trying to make a living off of it and get back to start having fun and having some decent bets, you'll have races all over the place. But, you know, I mean, you know, the average man ain't finna step up and run for no $2,000. I mean, it just ain't going to happen. Working man can't do it. All them big business, pretty big business men, you know, and the man trying to have fun and out here that actually enjoys racing, he going to bet for some small change just to have fun, you know.
Oh, yeah. And you're right. And you're right. And just, but sometimes them pots just get big. I can tell you what, that pot last night was $8,400.
I can understand that. You know, you get 8 or 10 people or more going into a pot. I mean, that's all fine and well. I'm talking about the actual two-car drivers and their pot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Their pot only, their bed.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, it's like me. I got me and my family with my car. I'm the only one putting up money. I got nobody else with me. And I can't cover no $2,000 bet. Not right off the get-go.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right. Oh, yeah,
and
you know I know. I know.
You got all these sideliners putting into the pot. That's one thing. But, you know, you got to start somewhere. You just can't start off at the top. You know, like you talking about with side bets, you know, they bet $500 and that's it. But look at their pots when they actually line up. Them pots are getting big. But they're in there at $500.
Right, and that's what a lot of people, if you notice when we talked a lot about side bets on this talk show and about on the pad and everything. Every initial race with side bets on the pad, it'd be a $500 raise that winds up being $1,400+. You know, so you know, like I agree with you 100%. You said a mouthful when you said it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is that you know, the key feel people out there feel the average, like you said, the average looking man ain't coming out there betting a $2,000 per race. I mean, you know, if you mess around here and make a mistake the first time and lose and want to do it again, I mean, it's less likely that he, you know, that the average working man or the average Joe like me don't have $4,000 just laying around, you know. But the rich people that got plenty of money, they got plenty of money just laying around. They did jack off like that there. But, you know, I've always raised for $200, $300, $400, $500 out of my pocket. Now, if everybody ever want to come in after that, then, hey, that's fine and dandy too also. But, I just want to encourage all the races, man. You know, I understand that if y'all done spun a lot of money in these cars and all this other stuff, but breaking news if you don't know. If you don't spend $30,000, you're not going to get it back overnight.
Well,
you know,
the thing about it is, Boom, is back when. Everybody always says back when. Back when, we just liked to race, period.
Yeah.
And we didn't care what the car looked like, we was racing. If we thought we had a chance to win, we didn't care whether it was a big block, big tires, a funny car. I've raced motorcycles on the street with my car.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make me no difference.
Yeah.
If I think
absolutely.
I can run with him, I'm going to try him. And it's all about having fun. You know, I work 40 hours a week and sometimes some overtime. I make my money. I don't go on the weekends and sell a couple of baggies and have $10,000 over the weekend to just throw away. And this is a hobby. This is a hobby for me. And I spend my money in my cars. I got a ton of money in my cars. It's a hobby. It's like somebody's bass boating and fishing. That's a hobby. You ain't going to make a living off of your hobby. If you in it to make a living, then you need to get hooked up with John Force and the rest of them and go ahead and get in business.
You're right. You're absolutely right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you want to let the racing world know who you are and what racing team you're part of, press the one button. Press the one button. I'll open your microphone so you can let the racing world know that you're just tuning in and listening. You understand me? And we're going to carry on with the show later on down at night. After 8 o'clock, we're going to get into some hot topics because we got quite a few things we need to talk about, need to discuss as far as racing goes and find out who's holding hands and who don't want to let go and who's letting go and who's still holding on. So we're going to talk about all of that. Since I got your mic already open, Wild Thing, what's your opinion? Because we all got one on this talk show. Nobody's wrong. Nobody's right. Everybody on this talk show got an opinion because this show is for y'all, by y'all. What is your personal opinion on people that speak for other cars, people that tell people's time because they know what their time is versus just not even bidding or just advising the person and letting them make their own decision versus, just letting races just go. So what's your personal opinion on that?
Well, boom, my deal of it is, you know, I'm a grudge racer, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And my time ticket is just like my banking account number. That's something nobody needs to know. And anybody else who's in this game, theirs is the same way. And if you got somebody that hang around your camp that's leaking these times, you need to get them out. If you can find them, get them out. You need to know who your tuner is, because I'm going to tell you what, and I'm going to put it out there, because I know for a fact there's quite a few tuners that tunes a lot of cars that gives times out at will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about some well-recognized tuners. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of the times are coming from, because everybody asks for help. They need a little help because they don't know. Everybody's always wanting to go faster. So they find somebody that's got somebody's car that's running fast and, hey, man, can you help me out? Well, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, for these sideliners that want to speak up for people's cars, crew members that want to speak up for cars, no, I don't agree with that. If anybody wants my car at any time, they come see me. They don't come see brother-in-law. They don't come see sister-in-law. They don't come see wife. They don't come see nobody. They come see me. I'm the only one that will lock that car in, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way I feel like it should be. If a man owns the car and he got somebody driving it, I don't feel that driver has a right to lock that car in. The man that owns that car is the only one got the right. And he's the only one I'm going to talk to.
Right. And that's also the sole responsibility of a person that's trying to race. Because that's the thing that I do, And I ain't going to lie to you. I do lock in races beside this. But now, I don't just lock races in. And also, Angelo get races for side bitch. He get lock-in races and stuff like that. But we all got a mutual agreement of what we're going to do. But we coincide with the owner of the car, and with the owner is the driver. So we correspond with him before we actually lock it up. That's one different thing. But for these some guys that we know of that I think we had that car, we had that issue one day at the pad when a couple of guys came down here with their cars, and they were supposed to race, and the race didn't happen. The police ran us off, and then they all of a sudden disappeared. But I kind of got upset about it because, you know, I felt like they should at least give us a bus and let us know that they were gone, you know. But come to find out, the guys that was talking about getting the race up and going didn't have nothing to do with the motor, didn't have nothing to do with the car, didn't have nothing to do with nothing, you know. So,
right.
The dude just straight up said,
well,
the dude just straight up said,
that's the reason why I say, you know, the car owner, he's the man that's putting all of the money in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know, you know, I don't know. If I wanted to run Michael Shields, I don't know that you and him's got an agreement you can talk up for it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I don't know that for a fact. So if I want to race his car, I'm going to go find him. I might
right.
go to you and tell you, hey, I want to hook something up with it. You know, put me in touch with it. Well, you can
absolutely.
Come up and say, well, hey, you know, I can set something up. No, I'd just rather talk to him. You know what I mean?
Really?
That way it ain't no hearsay. He said, she said, it ain't nothing. It's all straight up, and it ain't no problems.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. But what's your thought on
hold on, I'm getting a text.
What's your thought on people saying they can't get no races?
Well, my thought on that is the ones that can't get no races is either trying to pick on slower cars because they want to for sure win, or, you know, want to feel real good about a win, or it's somebody trying to buy a pot because they don't want to race. They just want to buy a pot.
Oh.
And they want their name always brought up. But
right.
But you always hear them moaning and crying because they can't get a race. Well, that gets back to getting down to that average Joe. You get down and you realize, hey, this lock's not meant for 500. It may grow to 5,500. You know, it may only grow to 800. But that's $800
right.
if I win a race. That's $800 I done made for my little trip wherever I'm at. Versus sitting there on the sideline, done towed my car over there, spent all that money, and dead set on I ain't racing for less than $2,000. Well, if I can't get a race, I got to come back home empty-handed when I could have come back home with $800 in my pocket.
Right.
That would have paid my trip.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So that's my deal on it. You know, you either just don't want a race or you trying to get a free race. One of the two. If you holler and you can't get a race. Because somebody out there going to lock your ass in. And you know that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'm glad you got an opportunity to express that, because, you know, it's a lot of that going on, you know.
Hey,
in the racing game.
Let me ask you something. You remember the last time I come over to the pad with my car? I run Road Grader. I bought my new car over there. Remember that? You know, I was at the racetrack in Leakesville. Doing a little testing and doing it. I drove all the way from Leakesville to the pad and unloaded my car and raced him. For how much?
I've seen it. I wasn't actually out there, so I don't know exactly what the pot was, But you can tell the viewers.
I rode all the way. I rode all the way to New Orleans, pulling that enclosed trailer in that car, and unloaded it for $100 bill.
I know you don't. If that ain't wanting to race,
tell me what ain't.
Oh yeah. Well, you know how they go. You know, some of us can, some of us can't. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way. And that's the way the racing game is set up right now. You know, if you call somebody out, they feel like you already think you got them covered. So that's why they're not gonna race you. You know?
Right.
And let me tell you something. You know, people talk about I'm out here blocking races. Let me tell you something. I got the phone call that they was finna give Phil the back time to hit. And I just straight told a young cat like this here. I said, Mike, I said, if you feel like you can give him the back time to hit, I said, go ahead and try. I said, matter of fact, I'm not even there. Put me $100 in there. And the next time I see you, I got to your mother. I did that anyway. I said, but now you shouldn't be getting nobody no back time to hit nowhere. Especially somebody got a race
right.
Car just like you got a race car. You know what I'm saying? And he's spraying just like you spraying. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead.
Well, it's just like that race with Flipper. I think the second one was your race over at Leakesville that I gave him a second chance. The first time
uh-huh.
with the Mobile.
All right.
Didn't give him the hit, but I gave him the back tire. And
right.
Then I don't know, 3 or 4, 5 weeks later he come up wanting a rerun, you know, try to get his money back, and that's when we was over at your race in Leakesville. And I get a man the back tire again, the same race. You know, and I shouldn't have, because actually he was faster than me both times.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get A to B. He had problems
mm-hmm.
both times.
Uh-huh.
So, but like I said, sometimes you got to take that chance. And that's all Michael's doing, is taking a chance. He wants to race. And
mm-hmm.
now that he's done as well as he has out there, his races are slim, okay?
Right.
And they're getting slimmer. And he
right.
he knows he's going to have to give up something and try something if he wants to race.
Right. And that's the only thing that's keeping me away from building me another race car, you know, because we are in a weird time now where things are slowing down. People are, you know, things are, you know, the racing game is slowing down. The tracks ain't working with nobody. You know, it's all, you know, the tracks are not trying to support the grudge, the promoters and a lot of other people, you know. I just sit back and I think about all the things. Matter of fact, I'm gonna keep it real with you. Yesterday I was on the phone with Edmund Hall, and me and him share some things with each other about the racing world and what's going on in the racing world. And me and you'll be amazed how I found out that a lot of things that's going on, me and him have the same views on. And I sat back and I thought to myself, man, I thought it was just me. But all the tracks are trying to treat the promoters the same way. And I think it's an epidemic. And, you know, they're trying to monopolize. They want us promoters to rent the facility for one day fee, a blase, blase amount of money. People that rent the track don't have rights to vendors to help pay for the money
to get back some of the money that you don't spend. And the thing is, no matter you have one car or 10,000 cars to show up at your race, the tracker won't want their money. Rent the facility to me is rent the facility, getting the staff to provide quality time on the behalf of the races, and I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm puzzled by it, but I was just very excited.
Me personally, I've never dealt with the tracks. I've never rented one. I've never talked to any of them about renting one. But just saying the tracks, like you try to go to, okay? I'm going to say no problem. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You go over there and on an average weekend night, Saturday night, and see their average car count, probably going to be 50 or 75 cars, if I had to guess, between all their classes, their little bracket program. Hardly nobody in the stands. Maybe they cleared $3,000 for the night. Okay? My thing of it is, if you go over there to put on an event and you planning on trying to pack that place out and you trying to bring a lot of cars in there, they need to get real with their prices on what their average weekend night, if they just saying they couldn't run that night because you're holding an event there, at least make what their average income is. They can't expect you to pay what NHRA does whenever they come put one of their big races on down there. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because NHRA is going to bring 300 or 400 cars in there to follow their point series. You can't compete with that. You can't pay them prices.
Right, and you're right. But I can tell you from experience around this way, and for the last year to 2 years, the girls racing game has been slaughtering the summers and the jig races lately. So, I don't know what the deal is.
You know what a lot of that is?
Well, they're not gonna get no smack talk. They're not gonna get no smack talking at each other. They're not gonna get no testosterone thrown at each other, or you know, and they're not gonna be talking about each other's cars and all that. You know, because like I said, it's bracket racing. It's just heads up, side by side racing, what they're doing. And, but you know, in the girls game, you get a little side show. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people like. They like to get the side show. They like to get to be right up on the line. They on the side of the wall. You know, they like that there as a grudge game, but you can't get that at some of them, you know, the NHRA, IHRA races, you know. So, you know, so that's the thing with that. But you know, I'm going to continue to race myself, but I mean, it's just that I'm deeply, deeply, deeply in my feelings behind, and I honestly know that it's not just a problem here in Louisiana. So, but hey, man, it is what it is. We roll with it or don't do it at all. So, but I'm pretty comfortable with state capital because you understand me. I feel that when I go rent their facility, and I get their staff along with it. Rather than have to hire other people to come in after I don't pay them to come, you know. And I think it's very unfair that we pay this type of money to rent these facilities, and then we have to pay another man anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 to come in to make it worth my car, my people go down the track. So what am I paying y'all for? To open the gate? So.
Right.
Yeah. It is all good. You know what I'm saying? You know? It's and you know what? And that's a lot of the reason why some of these cats are taking their cars and sitting their cars up. because they just feel like they just lost in the sauce. They can't get out of their track. They ain't want to prep the track. But, I mean, they
well,
said
that,
no problem is good.
That's what I was fixing to say, bro. That's what I was fixing to say. Now, for the most part, if you've got a well set up car and you know your car, you can pretty much make it get down any track. You've seen that I can do this. But there's a lot of people that has got to have a real good track for their car. And they're not going to load up and come to an event or go to a track that they can't get down. For one, they're not going to bring it out there to put it in the wall. Two, they're not going to pull it in there beside somebody with a $5,000 bet on the line and lose because they can't get down the track. These
right.
tracks has got to realize these cars has to make the trip. 90% of the cars has got to make the trip every time they leave the line. You know, you're going to have a few that just can't do it. You could take them down there and put them on Duck's track in South Georgia,
uh-huh.
and they couldn't get down it. I mean, you just got them a few. But for the majority of them, these tracks has got to spend a little bit of time, a day or two before the race, dragging and prepping, not wait an hour before the track goes hot. You know, it takes a little bit of time before. You just can't wait till the day of. And that's what brings cars in the gate. Now, you start bringing cars in the gate, and you're going to have to start turning spectators away because you ain't got a place to put them.
Yep. We're going to make it happen.
But anyhow, I'm going to go on mute and let you open up some other mics, because I'm sure somebody has got something to say out there.
All right. I'm looking for my charger right now because my phone about to go dead. And I don't need my phone to go dead because my phone go dead. It's going to steal the show. So,
uh-oh. Yeah, we can't have that. I know my ears is probably ringing by now, and I know they're burning because somebody won't say something. Don't agree with what I said, but hey, it is what it is.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And what we do, wild thing, I'm gonna tune in to see if we got somebody else that wanted to speak on anything or any subject that we've been talking about. I had to run out and get my charger. My wife went off with her charger and afternoon, and I ain't got no recharger, and I'm hoping. Oh, I think Houston, we got a problem. All right. Well, wild thing. Nobody else wants to talk, I guess. I don't see any. If y'all out there, y'all want to make a comment on what we've been talking about for the last.
Just tell them, you know, I ain't got oil pressure right now. They ain't got to be in the bushes. They can come out.
Yeah. Y'all hear Wild Thing. Wild Thing. So y'all can